Hello everyone and welcome again to another Teacher Joseph podcast. You know, British people, well, we are a little bit strange sometimes, especially with our eccentricities. You know, we kind of get upset about the strangest of things. And one thing that we have been getting upset about recently is that our public toilets are disappearing. Now, you might think that's a strange thing for British people to get upset about, but yeah, we really don't like that. We really need a place. You know, if you want to go to the bathroom, we need to have places that we can use. And as I've traveled around the world, I've discovered that, well, most countries don't really have very, very public toilets unless it's in the middle of a city somewhere. But we have public toilets everywhere, or at least we had. And now they're starting to disappear. And last week in The Guardian, there was a story that said, and this is the headline, England left with toilet deserts, as public facilities decline by 14% in a decade. And a report is saying that without public toilets, it can be harmful to health and very damaging for high street shops. In other words, if there isn't a toilet nearby, we don't go shopping in that area. Well, maybe it's because we're all getting older, or maybe it's because we don't feel comfortable going into a pub just to use their bathroom. I mean, I had to use the bathroom recently. I was out in the city. And of course, being the very polite British man that I am, I can't just go into a pub and use the bathroom. I have to be very conspicuous. So I went to the pub with my legs crossed, stood at the bar, waiting to be served for about 5 minutes, thinking, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. Put on a very brave face and said to the man behind the bar, hello, I'd like a Diet Coke, please. And waited for that Coke to arrive. And when it did, casually mentioned, oh, by the way, where's your bathroom, please? And then he pointed and I very gently said, thank you. Slowly moved and then moved quicker and quicker, practically running towards the bathroom. So you see, for British people, this kind of thing is a very difficult thing. It's not even something we're able to talk about clearly. I don't know why, but it's just the way we are. Let's read through this report. Right, it says here, this is from The Guardian, on the 20th of April, so exactly 1 week ago, it says, the number of public toilets in England has fallen by 14% in a decade, harming public health and creating vast deserts and unpleasant environments, a report says. It's a bit different in Ireland and Scotland because, well, we have kind of like local cafes and local bars that you can just nip into and you know that the owner isn't going to mind. But in cities, yeah, you have to be very careful. You want to act normally. It says here, the analysis by the Royal Society for Public Health, I didn't know there was such a thing, Royal Society for Public Health, found a significant shortfall in provision, with 15,481 people for each public toilet in England. This contrasts sharply with Scotland, where there are 8,500 people for each toilet, and Wales with 6,748. Now, I don't know how they come up with these figures. It's a little bit strange. It says here the number of toilets was down 14% on 2016. And the society warned that a lack of toilets increased the number of people who urinate in public, creating unhygienic conditions. It also pointed to a potential knock-on effect for high streets, because the research suggested that some people avoided going out if they couldn't get to a bathroom. Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. The chief executive of the Royal Society of Public Health said, "Access to public toilets is a universal need that we all have, and we shouldn't shy away from talking about it." Yeah, we really aren't good about talking about these things. But this is the thing. You know, we always look to the government to fix everything. Well, why don't we just change the law, which would allow us to walk into a restaurant? Or why don't we just talk about these things more? It says here, this is this man still talking, he says, "One public toilet for every 15,000 people simply isn't good enough. And without action, that figure will keep rising as we lose more facilities." Yeah, so again, what we're looking at here is we're looking at who's to blame. And it looks like it's the government. This man here, he's from the Royal Society of Public Health. He says, "As a country, we should do much better. We need to create public spaces that people want to spend time in. And that means giving local authorities the resources they need to provide the facilities we all rely on." Yeah, so again, he's saying, well, it's the government's problem. The government have to fix this. Is it really the government's problem? I mean, the fact that we're too shy to go into a pub, like me, for example, when I went in and stood there and bought a Diet Coke, desperate to go to the bathroom, but pretending not to be in a hurry. I mean, yeah, it says here, it also said that developers must do more, calling for regulations that would require public toilets to be included in any development with non-residential units. Currently, local councils must decide on how many toilets are needed in their area. And the government has come back and said the lack of public toilets disproportionately affected vulnerable groups, including older people. So they know there's a problem. And a spokesperson for them said funding pressures have caused councils to rethink provision. The maintenance of a public toilet could cost a council £25,000 a year, a figure which is greatly impacted by the condition in which they're left by their previous users. £25,000, that seems quite cheap, because they charge us, don't they, for using public toilets sometimes, up to £1. Although I think in Scotland, in train stations, they're always free, aren't they? It says here, vandalism and antisocial behaviour costs councils millions of pounds a year, which means councils having to invest more into regular cleaning and better security. Yeah, you know, when I was a boy, it was a horrible, horrible thing. I can still remember this. If you went to use a public telephone, these were the days before the mobile phones, yeah, people used to use those phone boxes as urination places. They really were disgusting. I mean, you couldn't stand in a phone box for any more than a few minutes. It was horrible. So hopefully we won't go back to that. Well, we don't have phone boxes anymore, so I suppose we can't. It says here, many councils have attempted to address and prevent gaps in provision by working with businesses to develop community toilet schemes. Oh, please, this is getting ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, I do agree that we're all getting older, so it is harder to try to work out where the toilets are. But from my point of view, as a, well, not very, very old man, but as a man who's getting old, I do understand the need, but I wouldn't have a problem entering a cafe, but I would need to stand there and order something. So I couldn't just rush to the bathroom and then buy the drink afterwards. So yeah, it's a little bit difficult, isn't it? But yeah, that's where we're at then, thinking about public toilets. But yeah, British people have always been very uncomfortable with this kind of thing. You know, we don't handle these kind of topics well. So passing it to the government is our answer. But depending on your age and where you're going, I mean, I remember once I went to, where was I? Yeah, it was in Reading. And I needed to use a bathroom. I needed to use a bathroom fairly urgently. And I went, there was a hospital. I passed the door and I thought, oh, well, there's got to be a toilet in here I can use. I went in and there was kind of like this really large reception desk, no one there. And I saw the woman looking at me and I said, can I just quickly use the bathroom? And she said, no. She said, no, you can't. I thought, oh, okay. As I backed off towards the door and she said, try the pub next door. And I remember going into that place and having to buy a drink and then wait for a moment. And I think another time it happened. Yeah, I needed to use the bathroom urgently and I passed the town hall. They've always got bathrooms in them, but they were having a special event for young people. And so I walked in and I walked towards the toilet and there was somebody there. It was a woman and she said, sorry, you can't use the bathroom. I said, why? She said, we're having a special event for teenagers and you can't use the bathroom if there's a teenager in there from our group. I said, are these not public? She said, yeah, they are. Technically, then you can use it, but you shouldn't. I said, well, why? I didn't understand, but she was hinting at the fact, of course, that teenagers, I don't know what group she was from, obviously have to be very careful. So I said, okay, all right, well, I'll wait till your teenager comes out then. No? She said, I'm sorry, what if another teenager wants to use it? I said, well, right now I want to use it. I'm sorry. And I just walked straight into the bathroom because I was so desperate. And then, of course, I came out and had to apologize because I'm British. And I said, sorry, I really was in a hurry there. I didn't have time to debate with you about the rights and wrongs of using a bathroom. And that was that. Yeah, so we do get a little bit upset with these kind of things. So just so you know, if you're planning to come here, but now we're saying there's toilet deserts, places where there's no bathrooms, and we are upset. Well, again, pass it to the government. They'll give more money to it. We're getting to a point here where nothing is working. Yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, but no, but yeah. Everything seems to be like that now. Right, well, that's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed this difficult topic, and I feel a bit kind of ew, even talking about it. Right, see you soon. Bye.